Hello.
Thank you so much for calling customer service earlier. My name is Debbie. I see that we missed your call. How may I assist you today?
Yeah, I have some unauthorized charges on my credit card account. I did some sort of survey and must have clicked on you and authorized you to send something to me as a free gift, right? And all I had to do was pay the shipping. Then I get a $42 charge. And then most recently, a $69 charge. Now, I never authorized either one of those charges, and I was told to call you back to advise you that, you can't just open season bill my credit card.
Okay, may I have your zip code, please, so I'll be able to access the account?
Yeah, 01085.
And can I get it one more time for the verification screen, please?
01085.
Thank you so much for that, sir. May I have your first and last name, please?
Christopher Dorr.
And for security purposes, Mr. Dorr, can you verify that shipping address I have on file?
Yes, 60 Jesse Lane in Westfield, Massachusetts.
Okay, just give me one moment, please. Let me review the account to see exactly what's going on with it.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, after reviewing your account, I see that back on February 9th, there was a
Right.
charge for $7.92. What it was shipped out was the Vibe Watch. The Vibe Watch is the one that is Bluetooth capable. You connect it to either your Android device or iPhone device, and it also has where you can keep track of your steps while you're working out. This was.
Right. Yeah, I understand everything that it is. It was supposedly awarded as a gift, and I only had to pay the shipping. But then I got a bill the same day for $42.94. And then most recently, I just got another charge for $69.97. So how could this all be authorized? I never authorized anything more than a shipping charge.
Yes, sir. Back on February 9th, when you originally ordered this for $7.92, it was the shipping and handling only for the watch and the shipping insurance that was on it.
Right.
What it was for a 14-day trial period, meaning by the 23rd, you had to give us a call back if you no longer wanted the product or you wanted to get it canceled out. And
No,
that's what.
that wasn't how it was represented to me. It clicked up on the screen for the shipping only. It was awarded as a some sort of free for a survey, okay? And then all of a sudden I'm getting all these other charges. That none of that was described in your ad or whatever it was. Okay, I only authorized $7.92, not $42.94 or whatever that is, 94 cents, which is like you're hitting me from all these other things. Buy sublinegadgets.com, 792. Then the other one is buy Sublime. Okay, then the other one is buy Sublime Nutrition Company, 42.94. Then the other one, the last one for 69, goes back to buy Sublime Gadgets Company, 69.97. None of those are authorized. I'm not authorizing that, for what it is, or it was misrepresented.
Yes, sir. What it was that it put you in a 14-day trial period. So during those 14 days, if you didn't want a product.
It did not describe that, though. If it described it, it wasn't clear. Or it was a scam, and it's not right. You know, if you put something up, it has to be described and get authorization, not just like bill your credit card. I mean, that's like you know, I don't want to have to report this to the local attorney general.
Yes, sir. Well, I definitely understand that it was misrepresented to you. Just hold one moment and let me get your account update. I'm still here with you. If you hear silence, it's just me updating your account.
Okay.
Okay, sir, do you still have access to that email address, doors455@comcast.net?
Yes, I do.
Okay, I'm finna refund the first one. I'm finna refund is the $69.97 to you.
Okay.
And I'm gonna send over email to you. It's gonna say your refund is on its way. If you don't see it in your inbox, check your spam mail as well, because it goes there at times too.
Okay, now what happens with the $42 charge? What is that for?
I'm refunding this one second. They won't allow me, how the screen works, they won't allow me to refund them both at once. So I had to go one by one to refund them.
Okay, now, yeah, because I have, like, I went up on my iPad and it said about online, you know, discrepancies or whatever. I went to the Attorney General page for the state of Massachusetts, and that was what I was going to put the information in next, but if that's not necessary, if you're going to send me two emails even to confirm those two charges being reversed, we'll be fine with it.
Yes, sir. I sent two emails. They're both going to be titled, your refund is on its way. And it's the refund confirmation. Just note it takes about 3 to 5 business days. We send it over, but it just depends on your credit card company and your financial institution on how long they take to post.
Yeah, it's going to take longer for them, but email will show up pretty quick. So, okay. Well, hey, thank you for your help. Thanks for straightening out this discrepancy and being honest about it.
Yes, sir. No problem. Is there anything else I can do for you today?
No, that's it. Thank you.
All right. Thank you again for calling customer support. You have a great weekend.
Bye-bye.